This week on Minnesota Native News, a Native Artist Talk series exploring the careers of Native artists in Minnesota. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Making a career in the arts can be a challenge, but Native artists are found flourishing in the sector, and there are many lessons to learn from them, from combating misconceptions to the necessity of art for community health. Reporter Leah Lem has the story about this program hosted by the University of Minnesota Twin Cities Department of American Indian Studies.
Once a month, an artist from the Minnesota Native community presents on their artistic careers to the public at the Native Artist Talk Series hosted by the U of M's Twin Cities Department of American Indian Studies. They are chosen by the department based on the strength and length of their careers, but also how their work positively impacts the Native community. Fawn Grauman-White is the department's community engagement coordinator.
We actually received funding from a donor that wanted to highlight local Native artists, so that's how it started.
There had been a stronger relationship between local Native artists and the arts programming at the university, so there has been a push to foster those relationships once again. Fawn began her current position in August and immediately got started looking for artists for the series.
One of my first tasks was to start locating artists and start developing the series. And they wanted to feature up-and-coming artists, established artists, local artists, U of M alum. So just anybody in the area that is doing something for the community and is really well-known within the area and who are also Indigenous people.
This year, the series has featured artists from a wide array of mediums. There have been several visual artists, also writer Carter Melland, hip-hop artist Tall Paul, and coming up on April 5th, the Native Artist Talk series will showcase playwright Rihanna Yazzie.
I just think it's important for people to understand like the journeys that each individual artist has and that it's not an easy task for a majority of people. This is really an in-depth talk with each artist and you get to kind of see them on a different level rather than just them performing or them presenting their work.
Fawn also notes how there can be misconceptions about a career in the arts, that it's either more glamorous than reality or that making a career in the arts is impossible.
To see actual people flourishing in their careers and being able to support them, especially at the university, I think is highly important.
I caught up with upcoming Native Artist Talk Series guest Rihanna Yazzie at a recent performance at In the Heart of the Beast Puppet and Mask Theater on Lake Street in Minneapolis, where she directed the production of Stargirl Clan by Rebecca Christina De Ibarra and Magdalena Caluso.
I just opened a play that just closed today. called Stargirl Clan. I was asked to direct it. This is a beautiful puppet play.
It was a vivid production with brightly colored puppets that explored the path of an Indigenous Maya grandmother going through a journey of remembering with help from the ancestors. Rihanna, a Navajo playwright, film and theater maker, has recently wrapped up filming A Winter Love, a feature film that she wrote, directed, and acted in. She is also the artistic director and creator of New Native Theater and was excited to share their upcoming project that will open on May 9th.
The next project coming up is Native Woman the Musical at New Native Theater. We're looking for Native women to tell stories. In 2014, we did a play called Native Man the Musical, and we were asking, well, what does it mean to be a Native man? What does it mean to look at these different stereotypes that Native men have been given? So like being warriors or being protectors, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of the stuff are things that non-Native people have taught us to be. And so we're kind of flipping the coin now and asking Native women to tell their stories.
Rihanna wants to encourage those attending the Native Artist Talk Series to look at performing arts as a meaningful career option. Storytelling and creative expression are a big part of the art form. However, honest portrayals of Native people in the media have a positive effect on artists and community.
When more Native people are creating the images that young Native people are seeing, then it makes a healthier world, a healthier environment. Especially when, as a Native person, you're encouraged to express yourself creatively, it helps you be the full person that you are. And I think that that's really powerful.
More information about the Native Artist Talk series can be found on Facebook. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.